Virgin with Shiva, Lesson 3, Defining the Destination. How can we know when we're ready to know the Self? How do we know when the soul is spiritually mature? When we begin a journey and clearly define our destination, then we must begin from where we are, not elsewhere. Clearly defining our destination requires knowing where we are, requires determining whether or not we want to go there at this time. We must ask whether we have the means, the willpower to get there. Are we ready to leave the world? Or must we fulfill further obligations in the world and to the world? Have we paid all of our debts? We cannot leave the world with karma still unresolved. Perhaps we desire something more, some further human fulfillment of affection, creativity, wealth, professional accomplishment, name and fame. In other words, do we still have worldly involvements and attachments? Are we ready for the final journey life has to offer? Are we prepared to endure the hardships of sadhana, to suffer the death of the ego? Or would we prefer more pleasures in the world of I and mine? It is a matter of evolution. At what stage of life we have entered in this incarnation? Is it Charya, Kriya, Yoga, or Jnana? When the soul is spiritually mature, we know when we're ready to know the Self. When one is bound down by his past karmas, unhappy, confused, and not performing with enthusiasm his dharma, be it born or chosen, making new karmas as a result, his lethargy results in despair. The camel walks slower with a heavy burden and stops if the burden is still heavier. The burdened have no sense of urgency, no expression of joy. They have stopped. They are standing on the path, holding their troubles in their hands, unwilling and unable to let go. Worship of Lord Ganesha sets the path of Dharma. Go to his feet. He alone can perform this miracle for you. He will release the mental and emotional obstructions to spiritual progress. He will remove the burdens of worldliness. To live the perfect life of the Grihastha Dharma, a family life, brings as its fulfillment the all-knowing bliss of Satchidananda. Realizing ourselves not as formless Parashiva, but as the pure consciousness that sustains and pervades all form in the universe. Yes, there is a sense of urgency on the path of enlightenment, but only when we are unburdened of karmas, only when we are walking the path of Dharma, only then can true yoga be practiced and perfected. All Hindus, without exception, believe in reincarnation. In each birth, we must fulfill moral goals leading to the one ultimate goal, which after many births, well lived, will loom before us as the only goal worthy of striving for in this lifetime. All other desires, all other aims and ambitions pale under the brilliance of even the thought of realization of Satchidananda and Parashiva. In fulfillment of our duties to parents, relations, and the community at large, become a good householder, a good citizen, live a rewarding physical, emotional, and intellectual existence. These are the natural goals of many. Once this is accomplished in a lifetime, it is easy in future lives to perpetuate this pattern and evolve toward more refined and more difficult goals such as gaining clear intellectual knowledge of the truth of the Agamas and Vedas, most especially the Upanishads, and establishing a personal contact with Lord Shiva within his great temples through the fervor of worship.